Like the original safe haven law, the longer time frame in the revised proposal is intended to prevent abandoned babies, no questions asked. But Wisconsin Indian tribes want a question answered, whether the infant is Native American. At a public hearing before the Family Law Committee, Buck Martin spoke for the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohican.
My tribe and tribes across the state are genuine in their passion for keeping our communities whole.
The concern is that Native American infants might not do as well if raised outside their culture. Committee member Republican Steve Castell worked on the original safe haven bill and calls it a model for the nation. Castell says it was kept simple, no questions asked, in the hopes of saving more lives.
Every time you start laying on another requirement or another training or another question in a potential parent's mind of what might happen if I do this, that makes the law less effective.
Castell is also concerned giving parents 30 days instead of 3 to give up a child could be problematic.
I think changes the original concept of trying to address those emergency panic situations.
Situations where no one knows about a young girl's pregnancy or she doesn't have the ability to care for a child. Every state has some variation of a safe haven law. Since Wisconsin's law was passed in 2001, more than 100 babies have been taken in and placed with adoptive parents. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.